12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Stories welcomes you to Otherworld Seattle, a story-heavy, rules-light Call of Cthulhu actual play. And now, our keeper, Wes Otis.
Everybody, and welcome to Otherworld Seattle. This is Wes Otis. I am your keeper, and I have some wonderful players that I shall let them introduce themselves. Let us start with Jay.
Hi, y'all. Jay Holtham here, once again playing Mr. Sean Charles.
Hey, guys. I'm Mac. I'm going to be playing Cecil Mulgrove, a paranoid person who has had their paranoia validated, I guess.
Hello, I'm Saint, and I'm returning as Bailey. She learned so much about the world, we'll say.
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis, and I am playing Maribel Ochoa, who was not as paranoid as Cecil, but starting to understand where Cecil's coming from.
Hello, I am Pooja, and I'm playing Mira Rao, your friendly neighborhood goth mortician.
Before we start, please consider supporting the show through Patreon or on ko-fi.com, spelled K-O-F-I. Now, on with the show.
Okay, well, so there's a big recap that we need to do, obviously. In episode 10, Chloe died while saving Maribel from the burning holy roast, which was set ablaze by a huge lightning bolt that Zeus had to bring down to stop a very angry archangel, Michael. You spent about a month in the hospital, and after getting out, you were asked to come to Mount Olympus, where you thought you were going to go to like a funeral slash meeting with the other Greek gods. On your way up there, your car broke down, just stopped working. There was a flash of light, and that's where we're starting this episode. Elijah stands on the banks of the Sound looking over the water. Off, he can see the hood of the hearse and the ragtop jeep slowly going underneath the surface. Bubbles come up for a moment and then nothing. His light flickers, his energy, as he's standing there, and he looks down at his five friends who are next to each other, unconscious on the beach. So suddenly a portal opens up behind him. He doesn't turn to look at it. And walking through it is a tall figure in long black clothing. Next to this figure is a cat that walks through the portal as well. And she makes her way over to Elijah. Without looking at her, he goes, "Hello, Ethel."
"It's nice to see you again."
"I didn't think it would be so soon, to be honest."
"Well, we never think it's going to be as soon as it is."
"I used too much of my energy to save them, didn't I?"
"You did."
"Are they going to be okay? Like, your friends were okay, right?"
"It's not for you to know."
"Knew you were going to say that." "All right. Well, take me to God. Maybe I can talk him out of sending Michael back to Earth again. Hey, Easter." He puts his hand down and pets Easter for a moment. "I'm ready."
"All right, let's be on our way."
The portal closes. A few moments later, Maribel wakes up, sits up straight. You hear the sound of sirens way off in the distance, but you can barely hear them over the raging fire that's behind you that has engulfed Mount Olympus. It is huge. There are first responders on the way, but of course, you know, the helicopters will get here pretty quick, but the land vehicles are going to take a little bit. You see your friends laying next to you, and They're all passed out. You don't see your car anywhere or the hearse. What do you want to do?
I want to start waking them up. So I'll probably go to whoever's closest to me.
So let's say Sean.
Sean, wake up.
What happened? Where are we?
I think we're still on the mountain. By the looks of it, I think we're on the sound.
How did we were driving up the... This can't be good.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but I think we should get everybody else up.
Yeah, let's make sure everyone's okay.
All right, so you wake up everybody. All of you are now conscious. And way off in the distance, you see red lights. And then suddenly you hear a car coming from the other direction. It's a really odd-looking car. It's a beautiful 1938 style, almost like Cruella de Vil's car. A deep red car with tubes coming out of its engine that go to the exhaust, and it's got its hood back, and it pulls up and stops a few feet away from you as you're all standing up and looking around confused. And a man gets out. He's probably 5'10", 5'11", in a really nice silk blue suit. And he says, hello, friends. I am the messenger god, and I wanted to offer you a ride to the town if you needed one. And of course, before the first responders get here. Interested?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
What happened to our cars?
I believe they are there. And he points over to the water.
Oh.
God. I am going to be in so much trouble.
I just paid off that Jeep.
Okay.
Cecil kind of goes over and gives Mira like a pat on the shoulder.
I mean, I guess we'd better get out of here.
I don't know. We're probably awash on our track record of trusting gods, so why not try again?
I mean, this pantheon's been better to us than the others.
Exactly. True. So far, so good.
So you get into the car, and oddly enough, it's got the TARDIS thing where it's a little bit bigger in the inside than you realize, and all of you fit well. The leather inside is beautiful, and you feel almost bad that you are sopping wet because you were pulled out of the drink and your clothes are wet. I guess I should have mentioned that. But he doesn't seem to mind. You sit down, and he starts the car and hits the gas, and it's going incredibly fast, like supernaturally fast. And he says, I'm glad to see all of you made it. I wish I could tell you what has happened, but it is very unfortunate. I was hoping that, you know, to meet you under better circumstances. And you notice that the car is going right towards the group of fire trucks and police cars and everything else at an amazing rate. And he seems unconcerned.
I know you're a god and all of those things, but should we not maybe think about not going directly towards all of that?
Bailey just braced. She's just braced the back. Okay.
Mortal's understanding of physics is always very, very fun. And he hits the first fire truck and phases through it to the point that you can see not only the engine as it's passing through you, but a really brief glimpse of the firefighters' stomachs as you fly through them.
Oh, pleasant.
And you do that a few times because there's a line of cars, and you get to the other side and need a resolve check.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my mouth was open.
So we have to get under our current resolve, right?
Right. You need to get under your current resolve.
All right.
Oh, that's I'm good. 33 okay. Under my 70.
I hit exactly 70.
I got a 92.
Oh, no. All right. So do you have 70 resolve right now?
I have 70 resolve right now.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I hit 65 under my 68.
Okay, cool. Ooh. Michelle, you take 2 points and are just gritting your teeth as this is all happening. You can actually feel the enamel starting to buckle a little as you hold on for dear life. You make it through to the other side of this column. And he says, oh, I'm sorry. I forgot the whole seeing the inside thing. I always forget about that part. You get used to it. You really do.
I mean, you'd be surprised, yeah, how quickly you can get used to seeing people's insides and then taken out of their insides and put into jars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very Egyptian, but yeah. So
I'm just closing my eyes and trying not to hork.
Literally, what takes 2 hours for a mortal car takes about maybe 5 minutes, and you get the feeling that he's not going as fast as he could have. And he says, where do you want me to drop you off?
How long have we been gone in mortal time?
Well, the explosion just happened maybe 10, 20 minutes ago. You were knocked out when you got thrown into the sound, so...
And Holy Roast is burned to the ground, so that's not a good meeting place.
Mira, your home has been sort of the most stable that we've had access to so far. Despite the hearse scenario.
I mean, we're not going to my parents' house. That would be a recipe for trouble. But we can go to my apartment.
Okay, yep, that sounds good.
Okay, yeah.
And then come up with a really good story about how we all walked out and the hearse had been stolen. Because everyone needs to support me in the hearse getting stolen.
It's insured, right?
Well, we are in the car with the messenger god himself. Would you have any tips with how to deliver this to her parents?
Or how to get our cars back?
Well, a crane would be the first thing I would think, unless you want to get involved with Poseidon, but that's... Maybe after all the god stuff, maybe you're tired of that, but it's up to you. I will say that parents will love you no matter what. They'll just be disappointed. And as long as you're okay with that, for a certain amount of time, you'll make it through. At least you're alive. That's the important part to a parent, right?
Is mm-hmm. Zeus okay?
Yeah, I mean, what, like you said, you don't, like, what happened?
I believe a archangel set the top of the mountain on fire to stop us from all meeting. That's my guess.
But didn't they say that was against the rules?
They can't hurt you all, but they can hurt us. Mm. You weren't there yet, and they probably didn't even realize how close you were. They wouldn't have done what they did.
Okay.
Is my guess.
You don't know where Zeus or Themis or anybody is?
No, I was on my way. Believe it or not, I was running late. The explosion happened. Themis was going to meet us there with Hades and a few others. I'm sure they're all fine. I don't know about Zeus in particular, though. He, just to remind the audience as well, Zeus disappeared with Michael at the same time when the lightning explosion happened, which was like a month and a half ago, and there's been no word of him at all. But there's also been no word of Michael, so that's been kind of a good thing, I would imagine. You know. So you drive up and you get to the apartment and he lets you out and he says, well, it was nice meeting you all. Good luck. Maybe we'll meet again at some point.
Thank you for the ride.
Thanks for the ride, yeah.
Thanks.
Can you let us know if you hear about Zeus?
Sure. Or I'll let Themis know.
Yeah, definitely have Themis reach out and let's try to figure out what's going on.
Okay. Well, have a good night, kids. And then he pulls away. Billion-year-old being sees everyone as a kid, no matter how old they are. All right, so you're at the apartment, and it's oddly dark. There's no lights in any of the windows. There's no lights in the hallways. There's no lights anywhere. Even on the street, lights are out.
Is the power out?
I thought Themis got the Men in Black to alien whatever those guys are to leave us alone.
Can we see any signs of any life in any windows, like a faint flicker?
Candles?
You see one set of candles across the street flickering in the window. The rest of your apartment building is completely dark, and the other apartments around you are also completely dark, and it seems like there's a lack of people in general, like they left in a hurry. You do see Osiris and Isis in the window looking down at you.
But Mira, you have candles. It's not a problem.
Yeah, I've got plenty of candles. No matter what, like, if there's something wrong here, we've got to go up and get Osiris and Isis anyway.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And let's be real. If something was really, like, bad was going on, they would have jumped out the window by now.
So maybe something just curious is going on, which would be a relief. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, maybe it's just a regular power outage for once.
But people don't usually evacuate for a regular power outage. Just pull out some candles or flashlights and deal with it.
Well, maybe they took them with them already. Maybe they got scared. People get scared over stupid things.
People also get scared over very scary things.
I mean, we could knock on the door, the owner of the candles, see if maybe they know anything. But yeah, let's check on your cats first, obviously. Your babies.
Yeah, I just want to see what, like, I mean, I'm going to make sure the place is okay and everything, too.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
You walk into the place, and the first thing you smell is the very distinct stench of older blood that has been spilled probably within the last couple of hours. There's a streak of blood that goes all the way up the stairs to where your apartment is. There are a couple of doors that are slightly open. You see large, bloody prints on the floor. This is not something you need to make a resolve check about, but it is disconcerting.
How big are big?
Like animal prints?
Animal prints. Looks like cat prints. Maybe the size of a catcher's mitt. Pretty big.
That's a big cat.
Did a mountain lion get in here?
It's probably a shapeshifter at this point. Like,
I doubt that it's just a big cat.
Or some hell feline, or, you know, or an angel feline. I don't care. But at this point, it's definitely not just some panther that somebody had in their apartment.
Yeah.
Can we hear?
Which is a possibility in America. Let's be, you know, 100%. It's a possibility.
It's true.
All I can think of, though, is Ghostbusters. He's like, all right, who brought the dog?
Yeah, exactly.
Can we hear anything?
No, and that's the thing that bugs you the most is the fact that there's no sound. And there is a body at the top of the stairs that's probably been drug up there.
That could be Mrs. Simpson from next door. And I'm going to run up those stairs.
I'm going to go very quickly after her.
Yep.
All right.
I'm concerned, but I stay back in stealth mode just in case.
Maribel?
I think I would probably have a flashlight in a pocket somewhere because I'm always that kind of prepared.
Let's roll a luck roll because you did take a swim.
True. No, I didn't make it. 33 over my 18 luck.
18?
So you started with a 20. I only have 18 left.
Okay. So no.
No flashlight.
No flashlight.
Nice thought.
Maribel, do you know, like, first aid?
Yes, I do.
Hopefully better than Seven Spade did.
Yes,
hopefully.
Very good first aid.
Would you want to go check the person, the body?
I can check. I mean, with this amount of blood and these paw prints, my guess is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... Mira gets up there first, and sure enough, it's Mrs. Simpson from downstairs.
Oh.
And as you're looking down at her and everyone else is coming up behind you, you hear a low growl about a foot and a half in front of you. And as you slowly look up, you see the shining eyes of a 600-pound tiger looking you right in the face.
Put it up.
How you guys doing up there?
Am I behind Mira at this point?
Yeah, you all get up there and you see the same thing. It's just two lighted dots in the darkness looking at you.
Can I grab from Mira's hand and try and like pull her back?
Absolutely.
I say to everybody, back away slowly. Don't turn around. We back out of the building.
Yes.
And close the door.
What did I say? Okay.
Back away. Do not turn around. Just walk slowly backwards and don't show your teeth.
As you're slowly walking backwards, I'm going to say that Bailey's already out of the building. She's taken these instructions to heart. And really,
she's all walking backwards. Doot, 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 doot.
I'm good. I'm gone. And the tire goes,
Mira, I'm full now. I couldn't wait for you to get here. But next time, you won't be so lucky.
And then it turns around and disappears into the darkness. Can I get a resolve check from you, please?
From all of us or just Mira?
I think a tiger
knows my name.
Knows her name is probably a resolve check for everybody.
It's a 59 under my 70.
Except for me, right? Because I'm outside.
Yeah, Bailey's okay.
Because you were the only one to leave at a reasonable pace.
Your prudence helped you. So did anyone fail?
No.
No.
All right, cool. It turns around and disappears.
We're continuing to back out the front, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Just making sure.
Mira, did you neglect to tell us that you were friends with a tiger?
If by friends with you mean was real hungry and wanted to eat me, but got too impatient.
More explanation. Come on.
Well, okay. Let's put it this way. How I'm not even going to ask how the tiger can talk, but how does it know you?
Your guess is as good as mine. I have no idea.
You no idea?
No. No.
What did it say? What?
It said it was gonna eat me, but it got too hungry. And now it was full.
It said it in words that we could all hear.
In human words.
I guess, like, out of everything a tiger could say, that's not the weirdest. But...
How is that not the weirdest?
Mostly because we literally just got out of a god's car where we phased through a lot of cars, people, and buildings.
True.
I've heard of tigers eating people, so like the concept isn't that weird. The talking's weird, but like, you know, I'd be like, oh, that's within the reasonable tiger realm of requests. It's not really important, but anyway, this was your first time meeting this tiger? I just want to make sure.
Yes. Yes, first time meeting the tiger. Oh, why do I have to say that?
Is there a tiger god?
Yes, but the whole point of the tiger god is the tiger god protects you from being eaten by tigers.
Give me an occult roll. For anybody who has a cult, you can give me a roll.
I have a little bit.
I've got a cult.
Oh. Yes, please, and thank you.
Yep. I have a whole 9%.
I got a lot of cults. And I got a 16 under my 70.
Hey, I got a 24 under my 45.
Awesome. Make sure you guys are making checks.
Yeah, I rolled poorly.
Okay, so who made it?
Success.
I did.
I made it.
All right. Your guess is no, this isn't a god. This is a demon. And why it's been sent, you don't know. But demons from India tend to be shapeshifters. They take on a bunch of different shapes. And tiger is a favorite one, especially if you want to scare the holy living crap out of someone.
It works. It works.
Achieved. Goal achieved.
Yeah, because they eat people.
So, yeah, this is probably a demon, which said tiger god would protect you from, but it's not the tiger god, obviously.
Well, I guess it makes sense that if there are gods, there would be demons.
Yeah.
What about your cats, Mira?
Yeah, they're fine, right?
Well, now that I know he's gone, I'm definitely going to go check.
I'll go with you.
I mean, I saw them, so they should be fine.
Is everyone going up?
Yeah, well, I'll go.
Now that the tiger ran out of the apartment that I know of, I'm going to go inside. I guess.
So you all get up there. The door has been broken open and there is paw prints everywhere. They go in a little bit, but for some reason they don't go all the way in. And then they come back out. And these paw prints aren't bloody. They actually have mud on them. So what you're guessing is the thing appeared. It came into your apartment, saw you weren't there, probably waited a moment or two, and then snacked on Mrs. Simpson downstairs, and then just dragged her up to wait. The cats seem oddly fine. They're just in the window, hanging out, like nothing's going on. They, you know, purr and come up to you and rub against your leg and stuff and seem happy to see you, but nothing beyond that.
Well, I'm so glad that you're okay, babies. Let's go. We need to go.
Yeah, let's go. Where are we going now?
I mean, we could try my place.
Have you upset any tigers lately?
Not that I know of.
Too soon.
Let's go look.
We are literally going to have to step over Mrs. Simpson's body on the way down.
Yep. Yes, we are.
So you all get to Maribel's, and it is, luckily, demon-free.
Hey.
Demon-free since 93.
Also shape-shifting alien-free?
Yes. There doesn't seem to be anybody there but you all.
Is the power on?
The power's on.
While we were driving out, did we notice, like, a point where lights were back on?
Basically, you noticed that there was a transformer that had gone out. You know how they have transformers on the actual poles? They also have ones on the ground, and it looked like one of the boxes that have, you know, everything easily accessible was crushed by something big with large claws. So yeah, everything seems fine here. There's no problems. It's 1993. I just graduated from college apartment, but it's free of any supernatural beings right now. And that seems to be the best thing ever.
Yes.
Plus, there is a pizza joint that will deliver or whatever, you know. So there's good things. Now, at this point, it is late. It is probably 1 or 2 in the morning. And you can see the glow from Mount Olympus. And you can smell the ash.
They blew up an entire mountain. I thought New Testament, whatever, whatever.
And I am seriously considering converting.
Yeah, well, you know, God does like a good smiting.
Because wasn't that the whole point of, like,
2.0?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Well, I put on a pot of coffee. I check my gun safe, make sure I have enough ammo and, you know.
I feel like we should all probably stay here tonight and stay together.
I would appreciate not being alone when I know that there's a demon who wants to eat me.
Yeah.
Cecil's going to go over and just flop down on the bed.
I'm all, hey. I pull out some sleeping bags because I probably have extra sleeping bags.
Mm-hmm. Is there like a nice chair or kind of cushy chair? Doesn't have to be nice.
Yeah, or a bean bag or something.
A lazy something boy nice. Recliner.
Something.
One of those papasan chairs. That's what Maribel.
Oh, that's like the basket?
Yeah.
Oh, I love those. I am, and so does Bailey. So I'll claim that. I'll claim that. I'm going to sleep in that. I don't care about my back.
Just real quick, are you all just ready to go to bed and sack out for the night? Or is there any more discussions or conversations you want to have?
I think we just need to recharge for whatever the hell is going to happen next.
Exactly. And it's not like we have any new information.
Cecil's already snoring. Mm-hmm.
I roll Cecil closer to the wall and crawl into the other side of the bed. Because Cecil was in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, very much so.
All right. So let's say everybody falls asleep in their respective places. The rest of the night goes by fine. I can't remember what day it is, so we'll say it's a Saturday. You wake up probably around 10 o'clock because you crash. And yeah, what would you all like to do? This is the first breath of air that you've been able to get since all of this unraveled the other night.
My first instinct is to think, okay, I guess I should see if my place is in ruins or what the hell's going on there.
Okay. Do you all want to split up or do you want to stay together?
I feel like someone should stay with Mira.
I can do that.
We could also do a grand world tour and just do all the stops together.
I'd be more comfortable if we all stayed together.
Yeah.
Suddenly the phone starts to ring.
Oh, no.
Oh. I pick it up. Hello?
Hi, is this Maribel?
This is she.
Hi, this is Mira's mother. She left with the hearse yesterday and didn't come back. I know you all were going out someplace. I was just wondering, is she there? Because we called the apartment and she didn't answer. We're trying to track her down.
She is here, Mrs. Rao, and I look at Mira.
Oh, perfect.
She spent the night here. Sorry, I should have had her call. That was my fault.
Oh, no problem. She's an adult.
She's right here. And I hand Mira the phone. And I mouth to Mira, I'm so sorry.
Hi, Mama.
Hi, dear. Hey, we were wondering when you're going to come back with the car. We've got some business to do today.
I've got some bad news, and Maribel didn't want to be the one to break it to you, but part of the reason I didn't come home last night is because someone stole the hearse, and I have to file a police report. So it's been a bit of a problem that I need to deal with.
I see. This happened last night?
It did. It was like really late. It was probably about midnight when we got back to the car, or where the car should have been.
Okay.
And you would think that people wouldn't, you know, want to steal a hearse, but apparently...
It is odd.
Kids these days.
Yes, kids these days. That was just the thing I was thinking.
But in any case, I'm going to file a police report.
Okay.
And see if they need any other information. And I'll call the insurance company and let them know.
Okay. Why don't you come by after you're done at the police station, if you would?
Of course.
Perfect.
Also, Mama, random question for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, dear?
It came up, you know, last night. But do you know what demon would change into a tiger to eat you?
All of them? They all shape change, if I remember right, correctly.
So how would you protect yourself from that?
Well, you would need to be purified and pray and make sure that you're, you know, being honest with your elders. Things like that.
So the only way to protect yourself from demons is to be a moral person.
Right.
There's no other way.
Well, I mean, those are all superstitious things. They're not part of the main teaching. You don't read the...
Yes, but you know how my friends are in the film club and they do make movies and all of that?
Right.
So maybe, I mean, they were thinking about maybe... making this kind of the plot of one of their movies. So it's fine that it's superstition.
Well, I mean, I'll be honest. I personally don't know, but you could call your grandmother. She might have some ideas that, you know, she's more into the religion than we are. We've kind of been lax Hindus at this point, so I don't know a lot about that, but your grandmother might. You'd have to wait until later tonight because of the time difference, but I think you need to come home at some point, though, and let's deal with the hearse before we deal with the movie.
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
So I'll just call Dati tonight.
That sounds like a good idea. I have to talk to your father now, so I'll see you soon, right?
Of course, Mama.
Excellent. Be careful.
Always.
She hangs up the phone.
Wow, that sounded a lot less tense and frantic than normal.
Yeah.
She was 100% sure I was lying, but so long as I file the police report and call the insurance company, I should be able to cover. Because she won't call me a liar to my face, but she did insinuate that the demon would eat me unless I was truthful with my elders.
I mean, is she right about that?
Hopefully not.
All right.
Okay, that conversation's out of the way now. What do you all want to do?
Well, we need to get a car from someone.
You guys have been going through cars real fast.
Well, and that police report does actually need to get filed, probably.
Yeah, and I should file one for my Jeep, too.
Okay, so after you're done at the police station filing a report and calling the insurance company and all that, where do you want to go next?
I think I should check in on just the status of my place, see if Emily was, she's all right. And I mean, I'm worried about the tiger situation, obviously. That's pressing. So I'm thinking about just making sure there's not also a dead person at my place. And then we should cure Mira.
However that's done.
Yes. No rest.
No rest. So are all of you going to go together or are you splitting up?
If someone wants to come with me, I'm cool, but I understand if people want to.
No, all together.
Okay, all together.
Let's all go together. I think we should all go together to everyone's houses, make sure everything's cool, and then we'll go to Mira's last.
So all right. You all have not met Emily yet, and it's this beautiful Victorian home. It's huge. And it's very, like, the paint's done. It looks like it's been taken care of really well. There is a back entrance past the pool to the guest house, which is where Bailey lives. You all come around the corner, and right by the pool are three naked men on a platform. They're standing up, and they're holding a ball that looks like a globe. And they have a pose. They're all very young, in very good muscular condition. And Emily is a few feet away with a ginormous canvas. And she's painting away all of these figures and everything else. And you come around the corner and she goes, oh, hi, everyone. I didn't realize, Bailey, you were going to have friends. These are models. They're professionals, so... Come on. It's nice to meet you all. I'm Emily.
I do a little salute to the models, but I'm looking down at the floor. I say...
They don't move at all. They just stay where they're at.
This is the crew. We've been doing a lot of work filming and...
Well, I can see that you're feeling awkward about the models. So if you all want to go to the house, that's fine.
It's great to, or we'll check in later.
No problem.
I'm walking towards the house. I'm like, I'm not feeling awkward.
And she just keeps painting away and you get into the guest house and everything looks fine.
I assume that that's normal behavior for Emily.
Pretty much. She's got a great vision, great talent. I could only hope to ever match it, but three at a time is quite a lot.
Well, she's painting them. That's
what else could I have meant? That's all. But we didn't have any sensitive material still with me because I know I had a lot of film.
All your film stuff is there.
Okay. Yeah, then that was the only thing that was, at the back of my mind. I'm like, well, I hope we hadn't lost any work, though. At this point, who would believe anything we'd tell them or show them?
I mean, we have a lot of wild footage. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, you really do. You have a lot of stuff.
I'm a little bit less worried about, whether people are going to believe us as, how many people exactly or things are coming to kill us for it?
Yeah.
That's true. I have not forgotten about your tiger. Very important.
Or the Archangel Michael. It's not just about a tiger. I mean, demon.
Or Evil Paul Bunyan?
Bigfoot Paul Bunyan, yeah.
That's still a thing.
That's still a thing.
Is he still a thing, though? Because all those crows.
And those birds. They helped them. Themis was like, the crows are his buds. So that means we're going to see them again.
Great. All right.
I just lay down on the back of my bed, just like, oh my gosh. It's a lot.
It is a lot.
Well, I mean...
Okay, where to next?
Yeah, do you want us...
Well, I'm wondering, can I use your phone, Bailey?
Huh. Yeah, I don't think Emily would mind.
Yeah, because I wanna call my parents.
Okay.
Because they might have an extra car, you know, that we could use.
So you call up your parents and your mom answers and she goes,
oh, I heard on the news about the explosion. Are you okay?
I'm fine, but my car's not.
Oh, no.
Yeah. In all the confusion, it's gone. I think someone may have taken it. I made a report and everything with the police, but I need something to get around in.
Well, I mean, I guess we could bring the family truckster down if you want.
The family truckster, really?
It's older, but I mean, it still works fine.
Yeah, I mean, anything right now would be fantastic.
All right. We'll be down there in like an hour or so.
Okay, great. Perfect.
We're retired. We have nothing to do.
I'm picturing like a friend of mine when I was in high school. Her parents had this like old 70s Suburban.
I was thinking National Lampoon's family truckster.
The actual big station wagon.
The big station wagon with like five lights on the front.
That was my dad's station wagon.
Yeah. The one that's been in the garage for a while. Okay, yeah. They'll meet you and give you guys a car. Now, I'm going to throw this out there. So far, you have been doing very well not running into any supernatural beings this morning.
It's like a new record for us.
Yeah. So let me give you some options and you can all decide what you want to do. I don't think Cecil had a place anymore. I think Cecil was...
No. Raccoons ruined the last one.
Raccoons ruined the last one. And we've all checked in except for Sean's place and Sean's job at Weirdo Video. So there's Weirdo Video that you can go to. You have plenty of time to go to the library, either the main public library or you can go to the school's library or whatever, to do some research to maybe try to find out the questions to these, how the fuck do we deal with these horrible beings kind of thing. You still have several hours till you can call India. So, you know, like I said, you can go to Weirdo Video, you can go to the library. You can, if there's any other place you can think of,
might be fastest to go talk to if there's somebody at the local Hindu temple, unless Sean wants to go check on his house first, apartment, whatever.
Yeah, Sean's place was bachelor chic, so replacing anything there is not going to be difficult.
But it doesn't seem like people are coming after everyone. Though I might want to like swing by Weirdo Video just to make sure like all of our video stuff that's there is still cool and safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And who knows, there might be a little video that there might be something there. Also, your pet that I don't like. How is he?
He's a ferret. He's fine. Ferrets can take care of themselves. They'll figure it out.
They'll figure it out. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
So there's probably enough Cheetos in the couch to keep that ferret alive for a year.
Exactly.
Anyway, so you swing by Weirdo Video and you notice that there are six motorcycles parked in front. And there's a big, burly guy on one of the motorcycles. He's facing the store and he's got a big patch on his back. And it's got this weird demon looking creature on the back of his jacket. And at the top, it says Night Gaunts.
Night Gaunts?
Night Gaunts.
Like G-A-U-N-T.
Yep.
You know what, guys? Let's go to the Hindu temple and we'll come back and circle back to this later.
Well, you do remember that Freedom Waves told you that he was dealing with a biker gang that helped him with his other business of distribution of pot.
That is correct, and I'm not going to get involved in that. This seems like a bad time to go to the store.
Okay.
So why don't we just carry on to the Hindu temple and we'll come back later.
Okay.
We're dealing with the supernatural, adding a biker gang in there right now. Yes. Just no.
And a biker gang with a weird name like that is probably, I don't know, they're probably zombies or something. So let's just skip this experience for now.
I am intrigued by the thing on the weird demon thing on the back.
Do you want to click a picture?
Yes, let me do that.
Okay.
Do I have to roll for it?
Nah, it's easy enough. You just snap a real quick picture and it's fine.
Polaroid, I guess?
No, I'm going to say you have your picture, your camera, your good camera with you.
Okay, nice.
That makes sense to me. You're a photographer.
Yes.
Okay. So, take your quick picture and you head over to the temple. So you show up at the Hindu temple and there's a pujari praying. And when he sees you walk in, he says, "Hello, can I help you?" Or let me ask you this, does everyone go in? Are we just sticking to each other like glue, which is fine and I totally understand.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. We're all linking arms.
Yes. The buddy system never fails.
Yes, especially with five buddies.
So you all go in and he approaches you and says, "Hello, can I help you?"
Yeah.
Mira?
I'm looking at Mira.
So, my friends want to make a movie and, you know, film majors at the school and...
Okay.
And they were hoping, it's a horror movie. And the main character is being chased by a demon who shapeshifts into a tiger.
Okay.
And shapeshifts into a monkey. Into things. You know, how it goes.
Oh. So something like with the Hindu mythology in it. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. But they wanted to know, like, what would be the ways that you protected yourself from the demon, besides being a good person and telling the truth to your elders.
Well, I mean, was this a question you asked your parents before you came here? Because I don't think that telling your parents the truth all the time is necessarily part of the, you know, the thing. But I appreciate, you know, mothers are mothers. And he thinks for a second. He goes, "Well, there are charms and prayers and mantras and different things you can say that help. They take, you know, time to learn. How's your Hindi?"
"Rusty."
"But you can
repeat after other people, something. Yes."
"Okay.
My memorization skills are quite good."
"Well, if you give me a little time, I could write you up something that would work for the movie and that would be authentic."
"That would be so amazing. And make sure you put down how you want to be credited, because we'll make sure that we credit you at the end."
Of course. Just come back in an hour and I'll have something for you."
"Thank you so much."
So at this point, I'm going to say that you meet up with Maribel's parents. And, you know, not every time we play is going to be a cliffhanger. And this is going to be one of those times. It's just a really good place to end. And when we come back, we will deal with the mantra and Mira's parents and everything else. So thank you all so much for playing. It was a great time. I hope everyone had a good time listening as well. Let's find out where everybody can be found on the internet. Let's start with Saint.
"Hello, I'm Saint, or Saint Spider, and you can find me on Twitter, just chatting it up, at Saint Spider TV, all one word, so that's SaintSpiderTV. Thanks."
"Hey, I'm Michelle, and you can find me on Twitter at Michulhu, that's MICHULHU. You can also find my music and Wes's amazing sound effects through Plate Mail Games on DriveThruRPG, or you can subscribe to the whole catalog through BattleBards."
"Hi, I am Pooja, and you can find me on Twitter at LADaisyGirl, that's LADESI Girl. Pretty much all the other socials is Forgotten Saves. I also play @TTRPGs, on It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel, and Happy Jack's RPG, and occasionally on Hutopia.
Hey guys, I have been and will continue to be Mac Beauvais. You can find me online as @StrangeLikeThat, the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebooks, and my website. And please do follow my socials because I have a new business and I want to tell you all about it. So follow me there.
Hi all, Jay Holtham here. You can find me @JayHoltham in all the old familiar social places. And you can also find me sometimes playing TTRPGs with Happy Jacks and on It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel.
And I am Wes Otis. You can find me @PlateMailGames on Twitter. You can also find the podcast @12sidedstories. That's the number 12 in Sided Stories, both on Twitter and on Instagram. You can also find us on our website, which is 12sidedstories, all one word, .com. If you want to check out all of our different shows and things like that. If you want to help out, check us out on Ko-fi and Patreon. You can become a subscriber or give a one-time donation to help out the cause, or give us a shout out, or give us a review, or do all three. We really appreciate the support. We hope you've enjoyed the show, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.